Sechtes Menacha is Daf Chav Beis, three lines from the top of Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, and we saw a Brisa on Daf Chav Aleph and Beis that discussed that when Yisrael brings a carbon, that the salt that was needed to salt the carbon was provided from Hegdesh and provided from the Tzibar, and ultimately the Gemara stated that the Makar is based on Gzeir Shava from the words Bris Olam that states Benegei salt, and the words Bris Olam that states Benegei Lechem Aponim, and we learned Malala Mishel Tzibar, Afka Mishel Tzibar, that since the Pasuk clearly states Benegei Lechem Aponim, the Eis Benegei Yisrael, and therefore certainly you came Mishal Tzibar, so the same applies to Melech, and the salt for a carbon is also provided by the Tzibar. But prior to that, the Gemara added Shaila, maybe we should compare the salt of a carbon to the Levain of a carbon, Ma Levain Mitech Besai, Af Melech Mitech Besai, or should we compare the Din of Melech to the Din of Eitzim, and Ma Eitzim Mishal Tzibar, Af Melech Mishal Tzibar, and the Brisa took it for granted, and when someone brings a carbon, the wood is provided Mishal Tzibar. Our Gemara now begins and asks for Eitzim the Pshit. Why is it so poshut? And what is the makar that Eitzim for a carbon is provided by the Tzibar? And Einan Taptasis, who is bothered, now that we know that we have a pasuk and a makar that salt is provided by the Tzibar, so we should learn the din of Eitzim from Melech, and just like Melech is provided by the Tzibar, so Eitzim is also provided by the Tzibar. As Tasis is, Vim Tema, Leila from Melech, Kedal El, the Ein Lahashim Levaina, certainly Eitzim is more similar to Melech than Levaina, and Tasis answers, Vishem Yesh Tzad Ech. Ayin Shom. The Maisa Agamar continues and brings a makar. Eitzim are provided by the Tzibar. The Tanyan, as we learned to the Brisa, Yochla Imarei Lai Oilo, Yavi Eitzim Metech Besai, Kedersh Mevi Nesachim Metech Besai. Now one may have thought that if one makes a neder to bring an Oilo, then just like there's a requirement to bring Nesachim together with the Behemoth, certainly he has to bring those Nesachim from his own money and Metech Besai, and therefore the same would apply to Eitzim, and maybe someone have to pay for their own Eitzim and bring their own wood for their carbon. Now Talmud Blamer, so the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra tells us, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kreinim as an asachim as a resh v'sapadar ala itzim ha-shal la'ish ha-shal ha-mizbeach. And although certainly the makar is from this Pasuk, however the Brisa brings two different shitas as to how to learn this Pasuk. As the Brisa continues, the Rebbe Elazar Shimon tells us, Nama mizbeach mishal tzibur af itzim v'eish mishal tzibur divrei Rebbe Elazar Shimon. We have a hekesh in this Pasuk between the mizbeach, the wood and the fire that goes on the mizbeach. Therefore, Zok Rebbe Elazar Shimon, that just like there's a requirement for the mizbeach to be paid for by the tzibur, therefore the wood and the fire is also paid for by the tzibur. And let us keep in mind that even though the wood and fire are paid for by the tzibur, if a yochid would want to pay for the wood or fire, then certainly they could do so. The Brisa continues and brings a second shita, as Rav Elazar ben Shmuel Aymer, ma mizbeach shlo nishtamish behedyet, af eitzim ve'eish shlo nishtamish behedyet. And Mefarshim explained that certainly Rav Elazar ben Shmuel agrees to the drush of Rav Elazar ben Shimon, and certainly he agrees that the mizbeach has to be paid for by the tzibur, and therefore the Eish as well as the Eitzim are paid for by the Tzibur. However, since we have a cloud in Hekesh Lemechza, so he also has another limud, just like when building the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, it had to be built from new materials. Therefore, the same would apply to Eitzim and Eish. They would have to be new materials. And the Gemara continues, Ma'i Benau, that was the Nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. And the Gemara explains, Ikka Benau Chalti, the Nafkamina would be if there's a requirement for new wood and new fire. As according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that is a requirement for new wood and new fire. However, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there is no requirement for new wood and new fire. The Gemara's question makes sense according to the way that we learned our Gemara. As L'chari, when the Gemara is my benayu, the Gemara could have given another nafkamina, and the Gemara could have stated that nafkamina is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, wood and fire have to be Mishal Tzibur, while according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, although it had to be new wood and new fire, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Mishal Tzibur. And by the fact that the Gemara did not give this nafkamina, so it must be that this is actually not an afkamina, as even Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that the Eitzim and Eish are provided by the Tzibur. The Yisrael doesn't have to bring Eitzim mitech beisai. The Gemara now continues, Vatiki loi, and the Gemara's question as to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, that how could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel holds that Eitzim and Eish have to come from new materials and not from old materials? But we have the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis that discusses David's purchase of the Mokam HaMikdash from Ravna. The Pasuk states, Vayyem Ravna el David, and Ravna said to David, Yikach Vayala Deni HaMelech HaToy Beinov, Re'ei HaBokal Oilov HaMerigim Uchlei HaBokal Eitzim. You should take it, whatever you feel is befitting, you should bring as Kabbanais. I'm also giving you my cattle for Kabbanais Oilov, and I'm giving you the Merigim, as well as the tools that I use for my cattle, you can use as firewood. And Lemaisa, we see that even though these kelim were previously used, Ravna gave them to David in order to use for firewood. We see that there is no requirement to have brand new wood to use for firewood. And the Gemara answers, Hachinayim B'chati, although they were already fashioned into instruments, however, they were were never used, and they were brand new, and therefore David was able to use them as firewood. Gemara continues to explain the pasuk, as the pasuk used the term hamarigim, and the Gemara asks, "My marigim, that what does this refer to?" And amaula mita shel turbil, this refers to a mita shel turbil, and the Gemara is bothered that this didn't help us much, as my mita shel turbil. And Rabbi Huda explains, "Is it a koksa the dashu badashtoi?" One of the kilim that they would use in a farm was a large board that had a lot of spikes in it, and you laid the board flat on the ground. Then they placed a goat-shaped weight on the board. The oxen would pull this board, and that would crush up the grain and would thresh the grain. And as Rashi states, "Iza is shel bazel nisal of lachpidai. Is it a koksa? Koksa is nesa gadol moli to say dais the daisha daisha she nisal atfua v'koshim b'shvarim u'moshchal esavin daisha atfua." And the Gemara continues, "Am Rabbi Yisuf me'ikra." That how do we see this in a pasuk? This is what the word marigim refers to. And Rabbi Yisuf brings a pasuk in Yeshaya that states, "Hinei samtech l'mayir karetz chadash ba pipiyais tadash harim." Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us power. We will be able to crush our enemies. And as the pasuk tells us, "I made you like a brand new, very sharp marig that has many sharp edges. This way you will be able to thresh mountains." And as Rashi explains, that since the pasuk could use lashon marig and also use lashon tadash, we see that this tool called a marig was used for disha, ayin sham. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. As the Mishnah teaches us, if a yach is bringing a carbon mincha and his kaimitz gets mixed up with the kmitza of his friend, and as we know, both kmitzas will be going on the mizbeach. Similarly, if his kmitza, which will be going on the mizbeach, gets mixed up b'michas koyanim, b'michas koyim mashiach, b'michas esachim, as we already mentioned multiple times, that these minchas do not have a kmitza at all, and they were all kulei kolol, the entire mincha was placed on the mizbeach. Since all these items will in any case be placed on the mizbeach, the Mishnah teaches us kshira, and even though the lashon kshira is a lashon yachid, but the Mishnah means that they're both kosher, and all these karbanis would still be kosher, even though one got mixed up with another. And as Rashi states, very cool, kol kamaisai, the Mishnah will now bring down the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And before we continue, let us point out, we know that the proportion and the ratio of flour and oil of a standard karban mincha that's brought as an adava, either by Yisrael or by a kohen, is one like shemen and an isarin of flour, since this creates a thick dough, so therefore it's called blilasa ava. However, the ratio of flour and oil by a minchas kohen mashiach, as well as for a minchas asachim that comes together with a keves, is actually three leg of shemen for one isarin of flour, since there's a lot more oil. Therefore, the batter of this mixture is much thinner, and it's called blilasa racha. Although this point is not really relevant, but let's keep in mind that the ratio of oil and flour when bringing a minchas asachim together with the korban that is brought from an ayol or from a par is actually two like shemen, two nisarin of flour, and of course is double the ratio of a regular mincha of Yisrael. The Mishnah now continues and brings a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda imeh b'minchas koyim mashiach b'minchas nisachim psula shezu bli lasa ava v'zu bli lasa racha v'im boile zu mezu. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that if the kmitz of a standard mincha is Yisrael, or if any part of the mincha of a koyin gets mixed up with the mincha of a koyim mashiach or the minchas nisachim, and since the ratio of oil for each of these different types of menachos are different, when they get mixed up with each other, they're boileya from each other. We will look at it as if the regular mincha, which is supposed to only have a ratio of one like shemen to an isarin of flour, has more shemen. And as we learned in the Mishnah, daf yud alef from an aleph, that would be possible based on yita shamna. Similarly, since some of the oil of minchas kayim mashiach and minchas asachim gets mixed in to the regular mincha, since their ratio is supposed to be three like shemen to one isarin of seiles, and now it is less, so therefore the psul of the Mishnah, daf yud alef from an aleph, of chisa shamna will apply. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that both of these menachos are possible. Once again, as Rashi points out, that even though the Mishnah used Lashon Psula, which is Lashon Yachid, however, the Mishnah really means that both of the Kabbanis will be possible. And as Rashi states at the end of Rashi, "Dei Masal Vehim Beilu Zumezu, Behaidik Tani Psula, Vloik Tani Psulais, Mishum de Kulu Mastisim, Belisha de Chodim Minchairi, Vereshinami Hachitana, Nisar of Kaimtsa Bekaimits Chavrasa, Ksheira, Behavale Lemista Ksheirais," as we already explained. And let us now go back to Rashi, "Dei Masal Rabbi Yehuda Imer," as we explained, "Im Nisar of Kaimits, Beminchas Nisachim, Uminchas Kaim Mashiach," then both Kabbanis are Psula. The reason is, "Lefisha Kaimits, the Minchas Nidvas Yisrael, Bli Lassa Aval, Lugla Isarin, Uminchas Kaim Mashiach, Uminchas Nisachim, Bli Lassan Racha, Shleisha Lugan Lisarin, the Chsib Beminchas Nisachim." And as the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach tells us, "Bin Again, Minchas Nisachim, the Hikriv Hamakriv Kabbanil Hashem, Minchas Selis Yisarin, Bolo Berviyas Ahin Shaman." The same applies to the Minchas Chavitin of the Kayin Gadol, as Rashi states, "Vial of Chavitin Minah, Shleisha Lugan Lisarin, Peparakat Cheles." As Rashi continues, that when the Kmitza falls into the Minchas Kaim Mashiach or the Minchas Nisachim, So him bailu zumizu, hakim is bailim, and milchas sachim, the havali ribashamno, and milchas sachim namibsua, the havali chisashamno, as we explained. Before we begin our Gemara, let us point out that our Gemara will bring the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that discusses among chlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is ein batal, whereas the Chacham hold that generally min b'mino would be batal. The only time that we hold that there is no din b'tal is only if two items of Hegdish get mixed up with each other, even if these two items are min b'she'ein minoi. And as the Gemara begins, Tanan Hossam, that we learned in Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, although when two food products get mixed up with each other, then b'tal is dependent on tam. However, if two items that are not a food product get mixed up with each other, then the dinam of bittul are not based on tam, instead they're based on mara. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us dam shesar b'mayim and yesh b'mara is dam kosher, that if the dam of kochim gets mixed up with water, as long as the dam still has the appearance of dam, then it would be kosher to use this dam for zrika. Similarly, the Tanakhama continues, nesar b'yayin roin oisei kiluhu mayim, if dam of a korban gets mixed up with wine, even though wine is also red, and therefore, even if you have a lot of wine, you won't be able to see a change in the mara of the dam. In order to determine if the dam is still kosher for zrika or if it's not going to be kosher, we base this on the concept of roin oisei kiluhu mayim, that we consider the wine as if it's water, and if this amount of water would have fallen into this mixture of blood, then the blood would no longer have the strong appearance of blood, then it would be possible for zrika. However, if there would be less wine, and if it would have been water, then it wouldn't have changed the appearance and it would still look like blood, then this mixture would still be kosher for zrika. And as Tais points out, loy bad moimis ma'at miskasha, and elo maris dam gomakamar, lim'ute hecha de dayim arisai. However, if the appearance of the blood would be weakened and would appear washed out, even though its appearance is still in the red family, but it would still be puzzle. The Mishnah continues, Nisar b'dam behemo b'dam chaya, royin oise kilu mayim. Similarly, if min b'mino get mixed up, the blood of a korban gets mixed up with the dam of behemo of chulin, or with the dam of chaya, which is always chulin, as a chaya cannot be brought as a korban. Once again, since they are the same color, therefore we have to make a cheshbin. If the amount of dam chulin that went into this mixture would have been water, and it would have weakened the appearance of the dam of kochim, then the dam of kochim would not be kosher l'zrika. However, if there would have been a smaller amount of dam chulin, even if it would have been water, wouldn't have weakened the dam of kochim, then this mixture would still be kosher l'zrika. However, Rabbi Yehuda ime in dam and vatal dam, since Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino in a bottle, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't make a difference how much dam chulin gets mixed up with dam kochim. In all cases, this mixture of dam will be kosher for zrika. And the Gemara now continues and brings a member of Rabbi Yechon, who will explain the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, as Om Rabbi Yechon ushne mikra echadashu, as both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda based their shita on the same pasuk, as the pasuk in Pashas Achrim Reis is talking about the avoid of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, and we know that the Kohen brought a par, and he also brought the Sor LaShem. After he did summon avoidus with the dam, then he mixed up the dam of the par and the dam of the sarir. And as we will see, that the Gemara will tell us that certainly we know that a par is much larger than a sarir. Right after the shechit of a par, more blood spurts out of the neck of the par and spurts out of the neck of the sarir. Therefore, the kli that contained the dam of the par had more dam than the kli that held the dam of the sarir. And really, once the dam sarir gets mixed into the dam of par, based on the din of bittul b'rayv, so the dam sarir should now be bottled completely to the dam of par, and we should consider it all dam of par and not consider dam of sarir at all. And even so, the pasuk in Parshas Achrim Reis tells us, "V'yotzal mizbeach ashel lifnei Hashem v'chipa alav v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer nasan al karnes mizbeach saviv." And even though the blood is already mixed up, the Torah still refers to it as a dam apar and the dam asoyer. And as the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Yechon states that since the pasuk states v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer and adav yedush shadam shel bar meruim midam shel soyer, and as Rashi explains, "V'afilu hachi kari le'akati nami dam soyer v'afal pishnis arboy dam apar kedaminu m'sech zuma." And as Taisus explains, the Dibra Maschal HaWidua, Pirish for Hoyle Ludomi Shalsar, Lias Botol, as we explain, and ultimately we see that for some reason the Damasar is not Botol in the Dama Par. Bechon continues, Rabbanan Savri, and we continue in Dabchav Bezon Bez, Mikan Lo Idlin Sheim Vatlin Zezer, that we learn from this Pasuk that when we have two items that can go on the Mizbeach, then the Dinam of Bittol do not apply, even if they are two separate Minim. However, the Rabbanan only state this then, Benegay Oilin. But if there's something that's not oilan on mizbeach, and certainly the din of bittul would always apply, even if it would be min b'minoi. The version that we have of Rashi on this amid seems to be incorrect, and therefore some agurs in Rashi that hani dom and masis in the zvachim lav oilaninu umivatli hadadi fider abonon, since only oilan are not bottle, so therefore in the last case case of the Rabbanon, the Mishnah of Nisar b'dam behema or b'dam chaya, where dam of kachim gets mixed up with dam behema of chulin or dam chaya of chulin, even though it's a case of min b'minoi, since one of the items is not oil and al mizbeach, so although one of the items was dam of a carbon, however the other item was dam behema of chulin or the dam of a chaya of chulin, therefore the din of bittul would apply. That's why the Rabbanon stated in the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim, Royin Oisa kilu mayim. However, Rabbi Yechon continues, Rabbi Yehuda Sava mikan l'min b'mino she'enu batol. Rabbi Yehuda states that this pasuk is talking about dam of a sar and dam of a par, which is min b'minoi, and he therefore learns that in all cases min b'minoi would not be batol, and even if it's not a case of oilin, therefore in the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim, Rabbi Yehuda states that if you had dam of a zevach get mixed up with dam of kulin, and even though both items are not oilin, since the two items that got mixed up with each other are min b'minoi, therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi in a batol. And as the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim stated, Rabbi Yehuda ime in dam vatol dam, and our Gemara will now continue and ask two similar questions. The first will be on the way Rabbi Yechon explained the Shita Rabbanon, and the second will be on the way Rabbi Yechon explained the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now asks, Rabbanon Savri mekan l'oilin she'im mevatlin zeh, and why would Rabbanon learn from this pasuk that oilin are never mevatl each other, v'dil m'shun d'min b'minahu? Maybe the proper explanation of the pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois that teaches us that dam sar is not batl and dam par is because it's min b'minoi, and min b'minoi is never batl. However, the Gemara responds, Yashminan min b'minoi v'lo yashminan oilin k'deka amrit, hashad ashminan oilin m'shun d'oilin. Now, l'maisa, if it's true that the Torah wanted to teach us a din that min b'minoi is never batl, and even if it's not oilin, so the Torah should give us an example that's relevant to other dinim, that's not relevant to kachim, and by the fact that the Torah gave this example, specifically by dam sar and dam apar, which is talking about two items that are oilin, so it must be that the Torah is teaching us that this is a special din that's only relevant to oilin and not relevant to chulin, and that's why from this pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois, the Rabbanon learned mekan lo oilin she'im mevatlin zeh zeh. However, the Gemara is still bothered v'dilma ad ikam min b'mino v'oilin. Now, although it's true that the pasuk specifically taught us a din b'negei oilin, but the ma'aseh this pasuk also gave a specific example where we're talking about dam sar and dam apar, and we're talking about b'minoi, and maybe the halacha should be that the only time that we don't say there's a din of bittul is only by a case of oilin, which are also min b'minoi. We already explained that Rabban hold that by a case of oilin, then even if it's min b'sheinu b'minoi, that the din of bittul would not apply, and the Gemara ends off kasha, and the Gemara doesn't answer this question. And the Gemara now continues with a similar shakla taya, but the gate away Rabbi Yechonon explained the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechonon explained that based on the pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois, but the gate dam sar and dam apara, Rabbi Yehuda sava mikan l'min b'mina she'inu batol. Rabbi Yehuda learned from that pasuk that we see in a case of min b'minoi that there is no din of bittul. The Gemara now asks the reverse question: v'dil mishum da'ilanhu, has Rabbi Yehuda know that the reason why the din of bittul doesn't apply is because it's min b'minoi, but maybe it's because it's specifically talking about a case of dam sar and dam apar, which are oilin on mizbeach. However, the Gemara answers: iashmin on oilin min b'sheinu minoi k'deka amrit. About hashda dashminu min b'minoi mishum de min b'minoi hu, that if the Torah would have given an example of a case which is min b'sheinu minoi and is a case of oilin, then we would understand that the Torah is teaching us a chiddush b'negei oilin, the din of bittul doesn't apply to oilin, and we would have a raga that oilin ain't mevatlin zeh zeh. However, since the pasuk specifically gave an example of dam sar and dam par, which is min b'minoi, it must be that the pasuk was trying to be mechadish to us that there is no din of bittul by min b'minoi even in a case where it's not oilin. However, the Gemara once again is bothered v'dilma ad ikam min b'minoi v'oilin, that maybe the Torah means to say that the only time that there's no din of bittul is only when we have these two mailois, as number one it's min b'minoi and it's also oilin al mizbeach. Once again, the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Gemara ends off kasha, in order to understand the concept of min b'minoi in a bottle, or the concept that oilin is in mevatlin zeh zeh. So the Rana Masechtas Nedarim and Daftan Bezim and Aleph explains l'pishe kol davishu doim l'chaveri ena machlisha mevatloi el mamida machatskoi, that if you have two things that are similar to each other, then they don't weaken each other, and lehepuch, they actually strengthen each other. And mishum hachis sfir leil Rabbi Yehuda bekulu isurei the min b'minoi by bottle. And l'chaveri, a similar svar would apply to oilin, as since two things have so much kedusha and they're both oilin, therefore by mixing them together, they actually strengthen each other, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that when two things which are oilin get mixed up with each other, that ein mevatlin zeh zeh. The Gemara now continues that we just saw from the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim that Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'minoi is einu batol, and therefore the Gemara will ask a question from the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. As tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Yehuda imed, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that if a koimitz gets mixed up in minchas koimitz sheach or in minchas esachim, Rabbi Yehuda holds psula that both kabbonis would be puzzle shezubli lasa avo v'zubli lasa racha v'im boilei zu mezu. And the Gemara now is v'chiboilei zu mezu may have min b'minoi hu, that l'chir Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, that holds Mimba Mina is not going to be batal, since in the case of a mincha, the kmitza is made up of flour and oil, and minchas kayim mashiach, and a minchas nesachim is also made up of flour and oil, so l'cheretz Mimba Mina, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that these minim would not be batal, therefore how could we consider it that one is considered chaser and one is considered yeser, as although certainly they're physically mixed together, but la'alacha, the fact that they're mixed together, no practical effect, and it should be that we look at this mixture as if they're separated from each other, and as if the kmitza is still by itself, and the minchas kayim mashiach and the minchas nesachim are still by themselves. Therefore, there should not be a problem of chisa shamna or riba shamna. And why would Rabbi Yehuda paskin that both of these menachos are pasul? We continue on daf chav gimel mal aleph, and Rav, and Rav explains kasav Rabbi Yehuda kol shu min b'mina v'davar acher salekas mina k'misha enoi v'she'ena mina rabba lovu mevatloi. Rabbi teaches us that although certainly two separate items that min b'minoi get mixed up with each other, then certainly we say min b'minoi is in a bottle. And for example, in the case where dam of kochim got mixed up with dam chulin, certainly Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi is in a bottle. And similarly, if we would have oil that gets mixed up with oil, then certainly we would say min b'minoi in a bottle. And similarly, if soilus would get mixed up with soilus, then we would say min b'minoi in a bottle. However, in our case, we had a kmitza which is made up of oil and flour and got mixed up with the mincha of the kohen mashiach or the mincha sesachim, which also had flour and oil. And even though it seems that both of these items are exactly the same, therefore the din of min b'minoi in a bottle should still apply. However, since l'maisa there are multiple ingredients, therefore when trying to mevatel the shemen, certainly the shemen would counteract the shemen as min b'minoi in a bottle. However, one is now left with the flour will mevatel the shemen, and as Rashi explains, the din of maskal salekes minoi, this refers to the shemen of the kaimitz and the minchas adava k'misha enoi v'nimtza sotok shel kaimitz rabba al shemen aniv l'boi mevatla. As we explained, that although the shemen has no power over the shemen, but the soilus has power over the shemen, similarly, shemen would have the power over soilus. Therefore, the din of bittul does apply, and we do look at this as a mixture. That's why Rabbi Yehuda tells us that in these cases, it would be a scenario of chasa shamna or yasa shamna, and therefore both kabbonis would be pasal. And ayin and taisis and dafchav bezim and alv, who's bothered, b'tehema de mahi taim unami li pasal Rabbi Yehuda, nis ar kaimtza b'kaimtz chaverta. L'chir, based on this explanation, even in the first case of a mishnah, of this Arab Kaimitza Bekaimitz Chaverta, both Kabbonis should be possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. As Taisa states, Vizeo Tema Loima, Mishundu Blulashin Shavais, Ein Zuboy Leis Mizu. Certainly, it would be very complicated and difficult to explain. In this case, we would not say this Svara, and the Din of Min B'minoi in a bottle would apply, since the ratio of the flour and oil are the same between his Kmitza and his friend's Kmitza, or between his Kmitza and the Minchas Kayanim, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.